Dear friends, under normal circumstances, I should probably start with a joke. But there's no joke now. First, I'm too much moved for that. Second, I've been told by my good friends that I shouldn't talk more than 5 minutes. Now, that's the joke. But in any case, you just listen to what I was about to say. So with that note, I think that I can give you the most concise version of a speech. And this is all very simple. It's just thank you. Thank you for this award. Thank you for this recognition. Thank you for all these very friendly words. Enormously overdone, by the way, but that belongs to this. And this is an award which is probably much much closer to my heart than any other decoration or award or recognition that I have received before. So, thank you. Now, the second most concise version of my speech is another thank you. Thank you for all what you have done for my country, or indeed for my or for our nation of 15 million people, as we just said, scattered around the world, but still belonging to the same family. Thank you what you have done for all the Hungarian communities living in the neighboring countries. Thank you everything what you have done for our joining the family of freedom, the family of free nations. Many of you, as it has been just said, were fighting for this freedom, and interestingly, while Hungary lost most of these revolutions and freedom fights, later on we won all of them. We might say it's a little bit too late, but still. And thanks God, we have all these people still around us. And when the opportunity, the historic opportunity, presented itself in 89-90, then all these people came to our help and encouraged us to do this, to do that, to join the Transatlantic Alliance, NATO, to join the European integration process, to recover our national identity, to regain our confidence in ourselves as a community. So that would not have been possible without you. And I think this evening is perhaps a good demonstration for this. When you feel that we are absolutely not alone, we are not just 9 to 10 million people, we are much more. We have a large family, but we also have many, many other people, non-Hungarians, who are helping us. And I just would like to extend my thanks and gratitude to all these people who understand us, who help us, who encourage us, who criticize us, because we need it. We need your contribution. We need your help. So, I promised not to make a speech this time. And all that was about the past. Now, What's next? What's for the future? What is for you for the next 25 years of the life of the Hungarian-American coalition? I just would like to ask you one thing, very simple. Just go on. Just continue. Do exactly the same what you have been doing for 25 years, with the same commitment, the same emotions, the same endurance. And in exchange for that, on my part, I can promise you only one thing, and I will try to do the same myself. So let's do it together, and let's pass all these values, all these convictions, all these aspirations on the next generations, because they are the ones who will decide our future. They are the ones who will have to keep alive this aspiration for freedom. When we try to define what Hungarian identity is, the first word which would come to our mind is always freedom. All Hungarian history is about freedom, individual and collective. The collective freedom we call in national independence, which is dear to us. We are sometimes criticized for that, but you also have to understand that this is a deep-rooted feeling in our heart and also in our mind. But, well, let's stop here. Thank you again, and I really trust that we'll go on together, Hungarians, non-Hungarians, Central Europeans, as it has been referred to, with all our melancholy and with all our possible sense of humor, a strange mixture of complexities and creativity. Okay, we try to go on with Europe, with all the challenges we now face, but be assured, we will survive. And also in the transatlantic family, which also has its own internal and external challenges, but again, be assured, we will survive. Because we have got our own special values, which are very well fitting in the universal values we also wanted to speak about. So, thank you again. Thank you for the award. Thank you for this wonderful evening, which I'll never forget. And let's stick together and continue our work. Hungarians, non-Hungarians, all of us, let's try to do it together. Thank you very much.